You're listening to Senior Stories, the voices of the class of 2020. This podcast was recorded virtually with limited internet connectivity during the COVID-19 global pandemic. We apologize for the effect on the quality of the sound. This interview was conducted by Nicholas Lampieri, class of 2021. What is your full name and where is home for you?
My full name is Katie Jillian McAlintel, and I consider home to be Northern Jersey. I've always lived there, so yeah.
Great. How are you feeling right now? I think that's a great place to start with everything that's happening.
Well, it's been a while since we found out about staying at home for the rest of the school year. It's okay, I guess. I wasn't really shocked when I heard the news. I was definitely upset. But just with time and knowing that this is out of the interest of our health and well-being, I think it's totally understandable to be home, but I just miss seeing everyone. I am looking back on the days that we had in the winter as a grade, at least for the seniors, and I'm definitely wishing that I spent more time with a lot of people at school and a lot of people that I didn't really talk to that much this year, but talked to a lot in the past. So it's a lot of reflecting, but overall I'm fine.
And so transitioning to maybe a slightly more upbeat topic, what brings you the most joy?
What brings me the most joy? Oh my gosh, I love cooking and honestly just casually chilling with friends. So at school, just hanging out in the common room and having those casual conversations with either faculty or just people on dorm, even if they're underclassmen or other seniors, that brought me the most joy because they were so chillaxed, you know? And there was no worry behind any of it. It was just having a good time. And when we were there, we were there. Our minds weren't other places. So that made me really happy. Or cooking, because food's great, you know?
That's awesome. What are some of your favorite things to make or cook?
I love making, last year we made a lot of pasta in dorm, so I definitely like doing that because it's simple and fast. But I also like baking a lot of cookies and different baked goods just all around, you know. I'm not a pro or anything, but it's fun.
Have you been cooking a lot or baking a lot in quarantine?
Yes, in the beginning, especially just when spring break was happening, we didn't know that there'd be this huge shutdown of the country. I cooked a lot. Yeah, we would make cookies every other day and then other simple goodies, those easy Rice Krispie treats that you'd make with random cereals. We did that a lot too. But definitely baking cakes and stuff is fun.
That's so cool. Can you tell me about a moment in your life that you feel is sort of really important to you and important in shaping who you are? And that can be a moment from any time in your life. It doesn't have to be from St. Andrews or in the last year. Anything's up for grabs.
Okay. I'll think about that for a minute. Okay. One thing, this is a moment from St. Andrews and it happened to me freshman year. I would say, I think this made me realize who I was and I guess how first impressions aren't everything. So bio freshman year, I picked a new seat in class and no one was sitting next to me. And then Sierra Martinez walks in and she's late. And so the only seat left is the one next to me. And I didn't really know who she was, but I was very hesitant to get to know her. I was oh, this girl's in two of my classes. She's a little weird. I don't really know how we'll get along. And then that day, Dr. McLean had us do a lab. And we were paired with the people sitting next to us. And I was oh, geez. But during that time, just because I was not really, I guess I wasn't really worried, or I was pushing that first impression away and focusing more on what we had to do in the lab. I noticed how much I was missing out on in terms of just hanging out with different people. I don't know, just what first impressions do to me and how that puts up a barrier sometimes between me and the people I meet. And kind of opened my eyes to just be more open-minded and not be just so stuck on that first impression of someone. Cause now she's one of my closest friends. And if I was never put in that lab with her and joked about different things during the lab, I don't think we would have been friends today. So I think it's just like, it made me notice how I act and reevaluate that a little bit. So.
That's so funny. That's awesome. I can just imagine Sierra, Katie, and Dr. McLean.
Dr. McLean, I love great, Dr.
great images. So can you sort of expand more on that? What are some of your favorite St. Andrews memories?
Some of my favorite St. Andrews memories? A lot of them happen on dorm. I think it's just because it's a place where we make fun out of nothing almost. And I think those are the most memorable because it's like you're really bored and then you have to come up with something. But I'd say definitely last year, I play a lot of card games and we'd hang out a lot after study hall. I think just like the memories of just hanging out with different people that I wouldn't talk to off dorm and like making fun out of nothing. So we'd play a lot of, I don't even know, but like there's just so many good memories where like after study hall, we'd like all go into the common room and just chill and hang out. We'd eat food, we'd talk, and we'd like be up really late, which we weren't really supposed to be doing, but we did that anyway. I think those are like, I mean, that's not anything specific, but just like dorm life last year, like junior year was like really fun.
What dorm did you live on?
I lived on L with like, I'll say who was there. I'll say Anya, 16, Molly, Caitlin, Abby, Wembia, Nicole, Hannah Murphy, Jessica Boyer. I'll just name everyone. Story, Mary Pierre, and then hopefully I'm not forgetting anyone. Oh, and Lily and Josie. So there are a lot of us.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, I think that's a great segue to this next question. Who in your life do you feel particularly connected to and or grateful for and why?
Well, who I feel particularly connected to in my grade and why? Is that the question?
In life.
Oh, in life.
It can be from your grade. It can be not from your grade. It can be, you know, someone you knew when you were 3 years old. Just, you know, important people to you and sort of why they're important to you.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, I know this is probably the typical answer, but my roommate, Christine, we've just been through a lot. And she was like, she was always there for me when I needed to talk to someone. I think she's like really important to me because she also like showed me like different parts of life that are important too. Like not just, I'm like a workaholic, I would say. So like showing me that there is more to life than just working all the time. So I definitely would say that like Christine, my roommate's like really important to me. She's just always been there for me. And let's see who else. I'm going to think. But like anyone that like has forced me to leave my room, I would say is like very important to me. Just because, I don't know, they made me leave my comfort zone and try something different.
So your room is your comfort zone, you would say?
Yes, definitely.
Tell me a little bit more about that comfort zone and what it's been like sort of trying to break out of your comfort zone and have people force you to leave your room and do other things. Talk about that.
I would say I've always been attached to my room just because I feel so much more comfortable by myself than with other people. Cause then I like, especially people that I don't know. So like freshman year was, I think, an interesting transition for me. For someone like my roommates, Caitlin and Ingrid, constantly encouraged me to leave the room, which I think is good because then I would have been cooped up in there like all day and like thinking about things that probably that like were literally unnecessary to think about back then. But leaving my room, like not on a daily basis, but like just to go socialize, I think was often a leaving of the comfort zone because I feel like, I don't know, just like, I feel like, why? I don't even know. I've never really thought about why it's been like a challenge. I really don't know. Wait. What was the question again?
Just that, pretty much. Why it's been, you know, why you struggle to leave your room. And, you know, is that something you're working on? Is that something you'll take with you?
Yeah, it's definitely something I'm working on and something I'll take with me. I feel like just because I feel like there's just everything that I need in my room. And then there's just like, sometimes I just don't see the like the need to leave it. So that's why I think that's like also a struggle. But I also think that for me, it's like why, I think I often think like I shouldn't bother someone else. So then I just stay there instead of going out and like reaching out to other people to see if they want to hang out, just so I'm not a burden. Even though it's like something really small, but like, you know, I just don't feel like being in someone's way if they like, do you know what I mean? Like instead of me going out, like someone else coming to me just so it's like not, like if I did go to them, I didn't want to be like a complete burden, like, oh, you're here. Like, you know, I think that's why I like don't leave it often.
That's really interesting. So I guess you would say you're an introvert?
I am definitely an introvert.
And you have trouble reaching out?
I would say not as much as I once did. Like, definitely St. Andrews has helped me with that, especially, like, my advisors. I had Miss Furlong for 3 years, and then this past year I had Miss Ramirez. They, like, would always, like, they would reach out to me, but then I learned how to reach out to them and to other teachers if I just needed to talk. So that was something that St. Andrews definitely taught me to do, is to, like, yes, be self-reliant, but also know when to like rely or like reach out to others for your own good. So like, I used to just be like very close to myself and not share anything with anyone, like literally with anyone. But then like having a roommate and then like having an advisor that I felt really close to and like learning how to communicate those things, I think taught me, definitely helped me face those challenges with like reaching out and stuff. Because it was something I hated doing, because I just didn't feel like either going out of my way or like having someone else go out of their way for me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it exactly. it makes a lot of sense. I know I've been there, because you feel bad for it. You know, it's easier to have people come to you instead of going to people.
Yeah,
I get it. So now feels like a good time to ask, do you have any major regrets? If you could like turn back time, turn back the clock and redo anything in your life, what would it be and why?
Oh my gosh. I would so participate in different things at St. Andrews. I'll just put that out there. Whether it's just like, whether it was like stage crew or something, I definitely wish I did more of the like arts at St. Andrews. Whether that was like, I'm taking my first official art painting class this year, and it's something that I like really enjoy doing, because it's like a part of it's like something that I never truly explored, and if I looked at it or like took advantage of it earlier, I think I'd definitely be at a different place today, especially with the arts in general at St. Andrews. But also I would say I wish I participated in more St. Andrews traditions. Like, I never did a polar bear plunge. I mean, like, there's just like some of the small things that I wish I did, like doing like that, or like, what are some other St. Andrews traditions? I'm like blanking out, probably because I skipped a lot of them. But I would say, like, yeah, definitely like taking advantage of the things that I didn't really know were options for me.
That's great. That's really cool. So we will transition. Actually, I have a question for more specifically for you. You have how many siblings? Two or three?
I have four.
Oh, you have four siblings. So there are five McElentals?
Yeah. I have an older sister, and then everyone else is younger.
Tell me about what that's like. What is your relationship like with your siblings?
Oh, wow. Well, my relationship with each sibling is different. So definitely me and my older sister are not that close, but me and my younger sister are fairly close. Like, we share a room, and we've always done similar things. And I mean, I'm proud of her. We get along just because we've shared so many experiences together. We literally live with each other. So like, we know how to tolerate each other and like get along. And her going to St. Andrews too has been like a huge factor, because then I turn to her for support, I would say more often than she turns to me for support. But definitely we're close, I would say. And St. Andrews, I think, brought us closer. And then I have two younger brothers, one who's in eighth grade right now, and I think is attending school next year. I would say to my siblings, I'm like kind of a teaser, at least to my brothers. But I would say my younger brother that's in eighth grade right now, we're fairly close. We've definitely been growing closer, noticing that our interests are a little similar and like we kind of have the same intentions. But I think my youngest brother, I would say everyone in the family like loves him and is like super close with him just because he's the youngest, you know. But I would say, yeah, we're like really close. We tease each other a lot. The age gap isn't really like yes, it's something that we notice, but that doesn't keep us from like getting along. I think if anything, that keeps us closer together. Like, I think it's like maybe 8 years between us. I'm not completely sure. I would say I'm really close with him, and he has been through a lot, and he like our family has been through a lot with him. So like, it's just like that even brings us more closer and appreciative of each and every sibling. So, yeah.
That's awesome. That's so, so cool. I can't even imagine what it's like, but that's so great. And it's nice that you and Madison are so close.
Yeah.
And have each other. You mentioned that he and your family have been through a lot. Tell me a little bit about that.
So, yeah. So, like, sophomore year, right before I came back to school, he was like diagnosed with like cancer and stuff. So like, I think he brought our family closer together because like before we were like really close and stuff, but like he also made our priorities change a little bit. So like health was something that was like kicked up a huge notch, like in our family, like just health and well-being in the house and like physically how we're doing and stuff like that. But not just like within our immediate family, but within our bonds with like, not immediate family, like cousins and stuff, and like people that live nearby, like you really, like that taught us like what family really is and like why we need to be close. Also that, I'm not one that like FaceTimes my family every weekend. Like freshman year, I literally called my family 3 times. Like I called them 3 times to fill out reach requests and like asking when they're coming to school for parents weekend and stuff like that. But sophomore year then, because it happened sophomore year, I called them every single weekend. I FaceTimed them every single weekend, like asking how he did. But I think that was also the year where I really learned how to like talk more about like what I'm going through, both with my roommate and with my advisor, like definitely like bringing in more of my personal life and my feelings and not just like, oh, academically, this is how it's going. Because it's always the same academically. Like nothing really ever changes. And like, I know how to do like work with those issues and like talk to teachers and like the academic sense. But I think like definitely the personal sense was something that needed like more work on. So I think that challenge of being away from home, away from family, and like in that time of like when you really want to be with them most, that like taught me a lot. And like, I think that definitely brought the family closer together. But it's weird because I wasn't at home like throughout the entire period of when that was happening. So it's like, I missed out on a little bit, but at the same time, like I did what I could, you know? So.
Wow. That's huge.
Yeah.
I can relate in a small way. I had a similar, I wasn't apart from my family when it happened, my younger sister's health. And so anyway, I just know what it feels like when you said health got kicked up a notch. I laughed a little bit because that was definitely the same case for us. Yeah. Anyway, I mean, that's an amazing, amazing experience, and something to have. It just sounds wonderful. That, you know, your family came closer together and that he's okay.
Yeah.
So nearing the end, I am curious about your future. Is there anything you're like really excited about or you're looking forward to or nervous about, or, you know, like, I really don't want to do this, you're scared about? And that can be future in like a day, future in a year, future in 10 years. Just sort of walk me through future Katie.
I would definitely say the future scares me just because it's like the unknown, you know, just like the typical, like, I don't really know what's going to happen. But I'm definitely excited to not move past St. Andrews, but see how St. Andrews has prepared me for the future. I'm excited for college, but at the same time, I'm nervous just because I'm not completely sure what I'm going to study. I don't know if where I'm going will be the best fit because we can't really visit it like within these times and like fully immerse ourselves. Because that was my plan, like to like go and like visit it if I got accepted and like really live in the experience. But with it being the plan being all messed up and stuff like that, it's just like now scary to like think about what next year holds and stuff like that. But I'm definitely excited to see where I will be in 10 years, despite me not really knowing or having an intricate plan, but I definitely want to be employed. I definitely want to be employed. I'm like also, I want to see how this whole pandemic ends up going. I'm like curious, and I'm curious about how that will affect the future, with like whether another infection, I don't know, sickness spreads like this. I'm curious as to how that will impact America and the world, I'm just curious about like a lot of things, but also scared at the same time, just because I don't know what the future holds.
Yeah. Well, I'm so excited to hopefully cross paths with Katie of the future. It sounds like, yeah, you've got some exciting things, but I get it. I can't imagine how hard it is, especially with, you know, next year and knowing where you're going to be and whether it's the right fit for you and not knowing that. That's definitely very, very scary. So with that, is there anything you want to say to your future self?
That I want to say to my future self? Dang, that's such a big question. I would say, I would like tell myself not to be afraid. I would say like, go for it. Don't doubt yourself, just go for it. I think doubting myself is something that I do quite frequently that I should not be doing. So I'd just say, go for it. Something simple and short, but...